been there in the lowest of times. I've had questions in my mind, I've been scared, but I know that I have a Savior who knows right where I am and hears my prayer. In the midst of all the problems and burdens of this life, I will call upon the one who can get me through the night. Lord, hold my hand in the middle of my storm. When I'm sinking down, Lord, help me to stand. When the waves are crashing round, may I keep my eyes on you. Cause Lord, you're the only one who can help me get through the middle of my storm. I don't know how the story will end. I didn't see this in the plans you had for me, but I know that I can trust in the one who's working all things for my good. Though I may not know the answers till I reach the other side, I will keep my eyes on Jesus till my faith becomes sight. Lord, hold my hand in the middle of my storm. When I'm sinking down, Lord, help me to stand. When the waves are crashing round, may I keep my eyes on you. Lord, you're the only one who can help me get through the middle of my storm. Lord, you're greater than my problems, greater than my fears. You are greater than my weakness, greater than my tears. You've never let me down, and you are here with me right now. Lord, hold my hand in the middle of my storm. When I'm sinking down, Lord, help me to stand.
Help me stand.
When the waves are crashing round, may I keep my eyes on you. Cause Lord, you're the only one who can help me get through. You are the only one who can help me get through the middle of my storm.
This is Roger Walton with a moment from our Christian musical heritage. Stanfill is the writer of this gospel song. He was going through a bout of depression after his wife left. As he sank deep into the abyss of depression, a tune started to form in his mind. He started humming the tune over and over. He said he didn't know where it was coming from, but it was there and then that the words were forming. He rushed to his piano to play the tune and write the words down. I don't know about tomorrow. I just live from day to day. I don't borrow from the sunshine, for its skies might turn to gray. many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand. Oh, but I know who holds tomorrow, and I know who holds my hand.
Many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand, but I know who holds tomorrow, and I know who holds my hand.
A Christian Musical Heritage Moment is a production of Anchor Broadcasting.
And a good afternoon to you. It's Swap Shop time. The time now is 12:15. My name is Grace Buckner, and we've made it to Friday, folks. Thank you so much for being patient with me this week. And Lord willing, on Monday, we'll have Christy Johnson behind the mic with me during Swap Shop, and I am sure excited about that. As far as I know, her and her family had a great time during vacation, and they are making travels back tomorrow, so pray for them that they'll have safety travels on the road. And then please continue to pray for Roger Walton. Right now, he's just spending some time with family, so continue to pray that he'll have a good time with them. Well, I want to make mention of traffic on I-26 going westbound, starting a little bit before the Asheville Airport exit, which is exit 40, about a couple miles before then. On westbound side, it is starting to back up all the way past the Long Shoals Road exit, which is exit 37, and then up on that hill before you get into Malfunction Junction. So just be aware of that. It's not at a complete standstill. So if you want to take that route, you can. But just be aware that it is Friday and we're going to start to see more heavy traffic on I-40 coming into I-26 going eastbound. Malfunction Junction, there is starting to see a little bit of a backup around there as well. So just be aware of that. One thing I also would like to get note, today at 5 o'clock is the end of our bid for the motorcycle. Our current bid is $3,630, and if you want to upset that bid, you have to do it by 10%, so the next bid will be $3,993, and all proceeds go 100% to missions, and it's a 2007 1200 Harley Sportswear motorcycle, and it's in beautiful condition, only 10,000 miles, and it has a very beautiful white paint job. Like I said yesterday, I'm not an expert on motorcycles or anything, so if you would like to come and check it out, it is in our foyer in at our church at 3232 Hendersonville Highway. We also have it on our Facebook page at Anchor Broadcasting, and just it's beautiful bike, and 100% of the proceeds go directly towards missions. So if you want to bid on that, it ends at 5 o'clock this afternoon, so just before drive time, and then Pastor Barton will mention how much it went for during drive time today. So if you would like to bid on it, you can call us here at 884-9427 and we can help you with that. And also you can come look at it if you want to before you bid on it. You can come by here at 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest. Well, taking a look at our weather throughout this weekend, we're going to see a 60% chance of scattered showers throughout the day on Saturday. But if we continue the pattern that we have this week, it'll only be a short while during the afternoon at a high around 82 degrees. And then Sunday, we're going to see beautiful sunny skies. There is a 30% chance of a shower in the afternoon, just like this week, but mostly sunny throughout the entire day at a high of 83 degrees. And then Monday, we're going to start our week with beautiful sunny skies at a high of 85 degrees. And then we're going to continue to see sunny skies throughout the day on Tuesday at a high of 86. Well, we currently don't have any birthdays as of right now, but let's look ahead into the weekend. We have a wedding anniversary tomorrow, and that is David and Carla Pipes, and they're celebrating 34 years of marriage on Saturday the 12th. So we want to say happy anniversary wishes, happy early anniversary wishes to David and Carla Pipes on Saturday. And then I'm looking ahead on Sunday. We have Kayla Brown has a birthday and Eula Holden. And I hope and pray that they'll have a good birthday, and we sure do appreciate them. Well, taking a look at our swap shop items for today, we have a 1030 four-wheel drive Massey Ferguson tractor, and it's 26 horsepower with 1,100 hours, and it only has one owner, and it also will come with a 4-foot bush hog and along with a 5-foot set disc harrow, and they're asking $6,000 for everything. And if they do not answer, they ask to please leave a message so they can call you back, and that number is 828-506-0278. We have a garage sale tomorrow that will benefit the Sherwood Forest Friends Scholarship Fund starting at 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 52 Sherwood Terrace, and that's one block before Creekside. And their items will include kitchen, bathroom, cleaning, electrical items, along with some books, games, furniture, lamp, and shop and garden tools. And all items are priced ranging from $1 to $20, and they're asking for no early birds. So tomorrow, starting at 9 a.m. at 52 Sherwood Terrace, going until 3 p.m., there is having a garage sale, and it looks like a good opportunity. If you have any questions, and if you would like more information, you can call 553-4067. We have for sale an M14 raffle match, and it has 3 to 12 power scope and with field finder, and it has several other parts that come along with it, and they're asking $3,000 for everything. And they also have a new Bulldog side holster, a size 12 revolver, and it fits a 3-inch to 4-inch barrels. And if there's no answer, please leave a message describing which item you would like, and that number is 828-577-5663. We have a miniature male Doppel Dachshund for sale, and it needs a good Christian home, and it's located in the Brevard area, and you can call for pricing at 577-7544. Last but not least, we have a large grocery store cart, a 1963 to 1965 Ford wheel covers, also a Joan of Arc pendant necklace. And if you're interested in any of those items, you can call 828-255-9033. Once again, I spoke earlier about the motorcycle, but just be aware that it ends today at 5 o'clock, right before drive time. And so if you would like more information on that, you can call us here at 828-884-9427. Well, it sure has been a good week with you guys, and I do appreciate you being patient with me. And we do have a good old gospel song, and I believe today we have it by, yesterday was the Kingdom, or yesterday was the Jim Brady Trio, and then today we have a Friday night concert from Brian Free and Assurance, so I do hope you guys will enjoy that. Well, once again, thank you so much for being tuned in with us. And let's get into SRN news, and then we'll head into the Friday night concert.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Kicking off their summit in England, the G7 leaders committing to huge COVID vaccine donations to countries in need. In total, at least 1 billion doses being pledged by the G7 countries, the U.S. among them. At odds with many others in his party, Democratic Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia tells Bloomberg that he will continue supporting the Hyde Amendment, blocking taxpayer funding for elective abortions. There is division within the ranks of Democrats in Congress over Congresswoman Ilhan Omar's tweet, lumping the U.S. and Israel in with the Taliban and Hamas. An unrelenting drought taking a devastating toll on the West. The country's largest reservoir, Lake Mead, straddling the Arizona-Nevada border, has fallen to historic lows. The Dow is down 9 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Hello, everyone, and happy Friday. It's another mild morning out there with some showers around the area for your Friday morning commute. Heavy rain is likely for this afternoon. Some thunderstorms as well through the afternoon and into the evening. Some areas are under a flash flood watch for today. Road ponding a main concern. We'll see highs today in the mid to over 70s and near 80. Additional showers and thunderstorms continue overnight tonight. More rain showers likely tomorrow with highs in the 70s. I'm meteorologist Zach Mullock in the Weather Center.
Together for the Lord one more time. You may be seated. As you are, turn to your neighbor and say, I know that you're going to be blessed tonight. Southern gospel music and gospel music in general did not start in Brooklyn, New York. It started in the deep South. And we are so happy to have one of the finest Southern gospel groups in America today, Brian Free and Assurance. Would you welcome them?
From every nation, yet one o'er all the earth.
Her charter of salvation, one Lord, one faith, one birth,
one holy name she blesses,
partakes one holy food, and to one hope she presses with every grace endued the soul that on Jesus hath leaned for repose. I will not desert to his foes. That soul, though all hail, should endeavor to shake. Tumult of her war, she waits the consummation of peace forevermore, till with a vision glorious her longing eyes are blessed, and the great church shall be the church at rest. And the great church victorious shall be the church at rest.
Don't let that moment take me by surprise. indeed a joy to be here tonight. Are you glad to see Ricky over here on the drums? If you are, give Ricky a hand. How about it for Scott here on the piano? Give Scott a hand if you're glad to see him. How about it for Keith singing bass, Derek singing baritone, and Bill singing lead? Give all these guys a hand if you're glad to see them. Amen, amen. Here's another new song. This one has a great message. In all your life, all the things you go through, it's wonderful to know that our Lord and Savior, you've never walked a mile without our Lord and Savior. Listen.
Stood at the foot of some mountains, convinced they were too hard to climb, descended to dark lonely valleys, afraid of the shadows I'd find. I've had those who would walk a while with me, but often they've left me alone, and it seems
for the blood of Jesus. Amen. I know I am. Listen to a beautiful song.
There's no treasure on earth that can move heaven's heart and purchase a pardon for me. No jewels or gems that I'd bring could start to pay my silver and gold are offerings too poor to take away guilt, but the truth is, my Lord, that it's only by the
it's only by the blood of Jesus Christ washing all your sins away that you can be saved. No other way, only by the blood of Jesus. Amen.
To the temple they came and the altars ran red year after year after year. Yet for all of the loss and all the lives shed, still no true peace was near till you came to us as the one perfect lamb with thorns on your head.
We move up.
like that song? Okay, praise God. That's a lot of fun. And amen. That comes a time in your life. You continue to turn your back on God. He will not no more. Amen. I pray that everybody, our prayer is that everybody here knows Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. And you did answer. When the Holy Spirit started speaking to you, you did answer and give your heart and your life to Jesus Christ. Amen. You know, this song I want to sing for you now that I want Derek to come sing. And let me tell you something. This is a song that I know absolutely will touch your heart. As Christians, as children of God, in our lives we face a lot of things. In our day-to-day lives, it seems like that things are always happening. We face physical problems, financial trouble, just different things in our life, marital problems, relationship problems, whatever is taking place in your life. We serve a God that if we'll simply give it to Him can heal and fix anything in our lives if we just simply give it to Him. Amen? Amen. I know in my lifetime, and each one of us could say the very same thing, I've truly been healed in my life in many, many different ways. And I'll let the song speak for itself. Listen, let this song touch your heart.
They carried him every day to that same temple gate where he would sit and beg, a hopeless man. Nobody ever thought he'd have the chance to walk. Oh, how they were wrong. God had a plan. Then one afternoon, two men came to the temple. Singing about tonight, amen. Let's give him a hand clap of praise, amen. He's worthy, amen. She'd walk through town each day, she'd hang her head in shame. People would look her way, everyone knew her doctors had given up. 12 years was long enough, they tried. My story be
let my story be known, let the truth be told. I am in need. Let my story be known, let the truth be told. I am in need.
Yes, I have
in need. I have in need.
God passed through Eden's garden gates alone, but his compassion wrote the pages, unfolding through the ages, of a love that remains the greatest ever known.
Then the gloom.